Wednesday, March 7th. President had me in early this morning for quite a long while. Reviewed the stag dinner deal last night. Is concerned about some way of identifying people when they're introduced. Stans apparently did a good job, which pointed out the need to do this at other parties, which we don't get done. And I suggested the idea of giving people identification cards to hand to the introducing aides, which he thinks is a great idea, so we're going to try that. He was disturbed that we have the Navy singers for tonight. They had the Army last night, and he thinks they're much better. Turned out later Steve had changed this, and we do have the Army tonight, too. President talked with Rollins and told him to work with Harry Dent on developing candidates. Was concerned about whether General Wheeler got a thank you on Vietnam. Talked to Packard about California. And Packard thinks Finch should go for the Senate. And raised this with him. Doesn't want Baroody to push Connally and or have Packard do so and having him head up this committee job. And that led to the question of Mel Laird. He came up with the idea of making Laird counselor to the president. He feels we need people who can work the Hill, and we need advice inside on how to do it. And thought Laird was around town, we ought to get him to do it. Later today, when we were talking, he said he had thought about that some more and thinks that the idea of Laird as counselor is a bad idea, but we could make him consultant to the president to advise on strategy, sit in on all meetings, and so on, while he's around Washington, then spend time on the Hill, direct the battle, and so on. He told me to check Harlow first and then see if we could work it out with Laird. He decided not to send the Denton letter until we get all the POWs out. Feels we've got to push for a roll call amnesty vote, should start building the social issue. Wants me to call Roger Stevens, making the point that the president noted what he's doing at Kennedy Center, and here's one vote for Roger Stevens in terms of having clean plays and so on. Referred to one of the lines he developed for his State Department appearance yesterday about he who compromises with terrorists today will be terrorized by the terrorists tomorrow, which he thought was a good line that had bite and wants the writers to look for that kind of thing. On IRS, he wants the Senate or some senator or congressman to ask for a full-field IRS check on all members of the House and Senate, plus White House staff and cabinet, on a yearly basis. He got into a, he said this morning he went to have a schedule review this afternoon on plans for going out to the country, meeting with the Congress and so on, sort out everything, find different ways to get it across our message and determine what our purpose is in going to the country. What does it do? Change the polls, get mail to the Congress, or what? And told me to be ready for a meeting on that this afternoon. He wants Ehrlichman to put special attention on developing a good agenda for the leaders' meeting. Thinks that's better use of his time for the big bullet than the things he's doing. Called Timmons in and raised the question of whether he ought to see the freshman group in Congress who are fighting for him today, and agreed to do so. He's going to see him at 5 o'clock tomorrow and shifted McClellan to a breakfast tomorrow morning. Said again that the roadshow idea doesn't appeal to him and wants some new recommendations. This afternoon, he had me over for the schedule meeting, but got into some other things. First, wanted me to give Manola and Fina a modest raise in pay, and also said that Rose had mentioned to Bibi that she hadn't had a pay raise all the time she'd been here. He thought maybe giving her a pay raise would help the morale thing there. I recommended against it, but said I'd be glad to do it. He wanted me to call Reisner and Denton, the two POW leaders, and get a reading from them on when the president should have a POW event. And also telling the president would like to chat with him off the record sometime when they can be in Washington. He commented that the VFW award kids who came in just looked terrible. He thought they were probably barefooted, were wearing jeans and awful-looking clothes, and he doesn't think we should allow that. On the stag dinners, he thinks they're good to do for pro groups and that we should do more of them because they're much easier for him than a mixed dinner. And getting into the schedule, he wants to have a formal arrival ceremony for two at El Toro and then have him stay at San Clemente. No ceremonies at the compound. Said to schedule this Friday until 4:30, and then he'll go to Camp David, and he could see someone up there on Saturday morning. Then he has to come back down Sunday morning for the church service. Wanted Rogers added to the cabinet agenda to cover aid to Vietnam. Then we talked some about the Kennedy's 13 Great Mistakes book. Wants me to find Malcolm Smith, find out what he really did and what happened on the book. We covered a number of the other schedule items and philosophy. And then he had to leave to get ready for the dinner. The dinner tonight, which I attended, went very well. President gave a good wrap-up talk on the overall world situation and ended by reading the Denton letter, which of course overwhelmed everybody. He had done the same thing last night. The evening was extremely effective and very impressive to those who were there. End of March 7th.